Yesterday, Kamala Harris gave her first sit-down interview of the campaign season, with the election now just weeks away. I guess her first one-on-one sit-down interview, which of course was taped and edited and then aired later on MSDNC, where she demonstrated that she learned a new word.
And assistance to state and local governments around transit dollars. And looking holistically at the connection between that and housing. And looking holistically at the incentives we in the federal government can create for local and state governments to actually engage in planning in a holistic manner that includes prioritizing affordable housing.
Just a few days ago, that fake journalist was on Bill Maher's show where she said that Kamala doesn't need to explain what her plans are because she has no plans. People need to just vote for her because she's not Donald Trump.
Sir, are you going to vote for Donald Trump?
No, I'm not. I just said I'm not going to vote for her.
She's not running for perfect. She's running against Trump. We have two choices. And so there are some things you might not know her answer to. And in 2024, unlike 2016 for a lot of the American people, we know exactly what Trump will do, who he is, and the kind of threat he is to democracy.
I don't know.
So it's unclear to me how there could be an informed.
The problem that a lot of people.
And then one stunning moment in the interview, Stephanie Ruhle, deep down inside, remembered that she was once a journalist and asked Kamala a real question.
Expanding that child tax credit, or you mentioned housing before, giving that extra money for a first home. If you can't raise corporate taxes, or if GOP takes control of the Senate.
You can see how sad Kamala is. She's like, oh no, you're not really asking me a real question, are you?
Where do you get the money to do that? Do you still go forward with those plans and borrow?
Well, but we're going to have to raise corporate taxes, and we're going to have to make sure that the biggest corporations and billionaires pay their fair share.
They always pay their fair share. They pay more than enough. And if Kamala wins and then raises their taxes, then, of course, the price of ordinary goods are going to be skyrocketing because the corporations are just going to raise their prices to make up for the higher taxes. The way to lower prices for everything is to get the government to stop wasting our tax dollars on tens of millions of illegal aliens, giving them housing, giving them flights into our country, giving them room and board and education and healthcare and everything. That's why there's a housing crisis. That's why there's an inflation crisis. That's why the cost of everything has skyrocketed. But Kamala is going to increase corporate taxes, which of course will then cause the problem to get worse. Kamala Harris may actually be dumber than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's a toss-up. And I tried to watch this entire interview. I just couldn't do it. Listening to Kamala Harris is worse than listening to static on an unused AM radio station. And after the increasingly embarrassing interview, the artificial journalists went on air to defend Kamala's word salads, non-answers, and avoidance.
One could watch that and say, well, she didn't give a clear, direct answer. That's okay, because we are not talking about clear or direct issues.
She doesn't need to give a clear, direct answer. She just needs to say that she's going to make everything better. But despite the 24/7 gaslighting, things aren't looking very well for the Democrats with their amazing, most qualified candidate ever.
The spate of polls that came out yesterday, Quinnipiac, our CNN polling, the Gallup poll indicators right now, the nervous campaign this morning is the Harris campaign. They're not where they need to be with young voters. They're not where they need to be with voters of color, working class voters. They're not achieving the margins that they need that Joe Biden was getting in 2020. And Trump's base is immovable. And right now, his administration and him personally are more popular than they have ever been.
Do you have any more good news for us? CNN's senior pollster.
Is one of the most fascinating dynamics throughout this presidential campaign. We have spoken about Kamala Harris's popularity and how it has taken off, right?
Because the liberal media is working overtime to try to paint her as the savior of America, we know.
So this is the net favorability rating. And look, Harris is more popular than Donald Trump, right? If we're looking across an average of polls, Harris's net favorability is plus 1 point in positive territory. Donald Trump is still in negative territory when it comes to his net favorability.
Wait for it.
At minus 9 points. You'd look at this and you'd say to yourself, oh, Kamala Harris should be well ahead in this race. But that CNN poll out yesterday had Harris up by just a point. The Quinnipiac University poll that was out yesterday showed something very similar. All right, so Donald Trump, personally, not very beloved, right? This is something we've heard from a lot of his supporters that maybe they don't love him personally, but they liked the job that he did as president. So we talk about popularity. We're often talking about favorability ratings, but how about approval ratings? How about approval ratings thinking that he did a good job in his presidency?
I think people confuse that often.
I think people confuse it very often. Look at this. Think his presidency was a success. Donald Trump, 51%, the majority think his presidency was a success, despite his personal popularity being meh. Look at this for Joe Biden, way down at 37%. I think that this is a real drag on Kamala Harris, despite her own personal popularity, while Donald Trump, with thinking his presidency is a success, I think the net favorability ratings don't actually get into the fact that there are a lot of folks who like the job he did as president, but don't necessarily like him personally.
He's absolutely right, because, well, we may love Trump's mean tweets and his sometimes immature antics. Many Republicans don't, but they're able to look past that. His personality flaws, and any genius, I think, has equal size flaws. And Donald Trump's are quite obvious. Sometimes he is his own worst enemy, if we're going to be honest. But many Republicans are obviously able to look past that and just look at the policies and understand that things were way better under Trump and will be way better again if he's reelected. And speaking of polls, a new poll shows that Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris, since she's now a big political icon. She felt the need to speak out to save America. That actually caused Kamala to lose favorability. It also caused Taylor Swift to lose a lot of fans, because probably nearly half of her audience are conservatives. Like these girls who are using a clip from one of her songs to then merge it with another one to send Taylor and America a message.
Voting Donald Trump, baby. Voting Donald Trump, baby. Voting Donald Trump, baby.
Good choice, girls. We got to try to save America and save the cats and the dogs from the Haitian migrants. And if you want to spread the word and support my channel and get a great shirt, order my new Cat Lives Matter shirt from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below and check it out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.